gratefulness of hearts that thy children are gathered here this day.
所以你的孩子今天是带着感激的心聚集在这里的。
We want to look back at the past year to recall thy goodness.
我们要回首过去的那一年来纪念主你的恩慈。
And Father, we sincerely ask of thee that where we have failed thee, thou will forgive us of our sins.
天父，我们诚恳的祷告，主，我们倘若得罪了你，你会原谅我们。
And Father, we are also gathered here to look forward to the new year.
天父，我们也聚集在这里，要仰望即将到来的新的一年。
For we want to live our days here upon this earth in holiness.
因为我们要在世上的日子都是过圣洁的生活。
We want to please thee in everything that we do.
我们要在所有一切所行的都讨你的喜悦。
So Father, we gathered here for this watch night service.
所以天父，我们今天聚集在这里，有这个守夜的崇拜。
May thou be with thy people.
求主你与你的子民同在。
Guide each one of us by thy spirit.
通过你的灵引导我们每一位。
That we may truly resolve in our hearts to live for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
好，让我们有这样的心智，要为我们主耶稣基督而活。
Thou hast done so much for us.
主，你为我们成就了这么多。You
have given us thy only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
你赐下你唯一的独生子，我们救主耶稣基督。Who
came to this world to die for our sins.
他来到这个世界上，为了我们的罪而被钉死。
O Father, we owe thee a debt that we can never pay.
天父，我们所欠下的这个债，我们绝对不能够偿还的。All
we can do, O Lord, is to render our all unto thee.
我们所能够做的就是把我们所有的一切都献上给你。So
Father, as thy people now come to hear of thy word,
所以天父，当你的孩子今天来听你的话语的时候,
May thy spirit be our teacher and our guide.
愿你的灵来引导我们。
Through thy word, teach us what it means to live our days upon this earth in thy fear.
通过你的话语，帮助我们明白如何能够以一颗敬畏的心来过我们在世的日子。
To count each day of our lives in wisdom.
要能够有智慧地数算我们的日子。
And may thy word be of great blessing unto thy people.
愿你的话语会给你的孩子带来大大的福气。
This is a humble cry in Jesus' most blessed name we pray.
这是我们谦卑的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名向大家问安。
I'm so happy to see all of you down here.
我很高兴在这里看到大家。
Rather than in nearby Orchard Road.
而不是在附近的乌节路。
When it comes to the end of every year, the people of the world likes to gather and have a time of partying.
在每一年的最后一天呢，世界上的人喜欢聚集在一起，有一个派对。
But we must not be like the world.
但是我们不能够效法这世界。
We must always be found watching.
我们必须要时时刻刻的都警醒。
Consider this illustration.
我们来看这个例子。
You have a very good friend.
你有一个很好的朋友。
He or she is your closest friend.
他或她是你最要好的朋友。
You know this friend from childhood.
你从童年的时期就认识这位朋友。
You play together with that friend.
你与这位朋友一起玩耍。
You rejoice when your friend rejoices.
如果你朋友快乐的事情，你也感到喜悦。
You weep when your friend weeps.
你朋友哭泣的时候，你也哭泣。
When your friend is in trouble, you are there for your friend.
你朋友有麻烦的时候，你就在那里帮助他。
And similarly, when you are in trouble, this friend is always beside you to help you.
同样的，当你有问题的时候，你有麻烦的时候，这位朋友会在你身边帮助你。
But when you grow up, this due to certain circumstances, this friend left the country.
当你慢慢的长大了，因为一些因素呢，这位朋友离开了这个国家。
He or she has immigrated with her family or his family to another country.
他跟他的家人移民到别的国家去了。
And they settled down in that country.
他们就定居在那个国家。
And for many years, you did not meet with your friend physically.
那很多年你没有与这位朋友碰面。
The only contact you have with your friend is over the internet.
那唯一与这朋友的联系呢，就是通过网络。
Of course, if you are a few decades ago, there's no such thing as the internet. Then what it means is that you can only contact your friend by snail mail.
当然，这好几十年前呢就没有网络了。如果要与朋友联系，就要通信了。
So let's try to bring the illustration to several decades back. Perhaps it is even more powerful.
所以我们把这个例子搬回好几十年前，可能更为有力，更有说服力。
So you only have snail mail.
所以当时你只能够通信。
So suddenly one day, after a few decades, you received this letter in your mailbox.
那有一天，经过好几十年，你在信箱里看到这封信。
You open the letter.
你打开了这封信。
Your friend says, "I am coming to visit you."
女朋友说我要来探访你。
I miss you very much.
我非常的想念你。
I am coming very soon.
我很快就要到来了。
It's around this time.
大概就在这个时候。
From this day to this day.
从这个日期到那个日期。
But when?
那么是什么时候呢？
Well, the exact time your friend did not say.
那么准确的时间朋友没有提到。
Your friend only says that he or she is coming.
你的朋友只是说他会来。
How will you respond?
你的反应是怎么样的呢？
Will you just cast the letter away and forget that your friend is coming?
你会把这封信放在一边，然后忘记你朋友要快要到来吗？
Or will you do your best to prepare to meet with your friend?
还是你会尽你的尽你所能去准备好来这朋友见面？
Well, obviously you will be ready to meet with your friend, isn't it?
很显然的，你会做好准备来与朋友碰面。
This is my beloved friend.
这是我挚爱的朋友。
I love my friend very much.
我非常爱这位朋友。
I must do my best to welcome my friend and to be a good host.
我要尽我所能欢迎我的朋友做一个好的主人。
No good friend will just leave your friend unwelcome.
没有一个好的朋友会不欢迎远方来的朋友。
Well, what then about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ?
那么我们的主耶稣基督呢？
We should love our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ above all things in this world.
我们要爱我们的主超乎这世界所有的事。
He is not only the Lord, He is our Lord.
他不只是主，他是我们的主。
And so when our Lord says that He is coming again,
所以当我们的主说他会再来，
and He is coming again very soon,
他很快的就会再来，
what should you do?
你应当做什么呢？
Obviously, you must be ready, isn't it?
很显然的，你必须做好准备。
You must be very alert.
你非常要警醒，保持一颗警惕的心。
Yes, you know,there is difficulty in interpreting this passage.
那要翻译这段经文有一点困难。
Because in the English we have the word watch.
因为在英文他们有 watch 这个字。
And watch can sometimes have different shades of meaning.
那 watch 呢，它有几个不同层次的意思。
But what we have in the Chinese translation is the word警醒。
中文圣经就把 watch 这个字翻译成警醒。
And it's actually quite accurate translation.
其实是一个相当正确的翻译。
Because it refers to not only just watching, but that this person is watching with great alertness.
因为他告诉了我们不只是醒着的，我们是带着个很大的警惕的心，这么的看住的。
The person is not sleepy.
他不是在昏昏欲睡。
The person is awake.
他是醒着的。
And ready to go.
并且很警惕，随时做好准备要走了。
And this is exactly the kind of attitude that we must have as Christians.
作为基督徒，我们就应该有这样的态度。
The Lord says He is coming very soon.
主说他很快就会到来。
And it's not just the Lord. The Bible here says it is your Lord, our Lord.
圣经这里告诉我们，不只是主，是你们的主。
We profess to have a personal relationship with Him.
我们说我们与他有一个很个人的关系。
We claim with our mouths that we love him.
我们用口宣称说我们爱我们的主。
So now the one whom we love says he is coming.
所以现在这位我们爱的说他再来了。
What
他要再来。
What then should we do?
我们应当怎么做呢？
Surely we must watch.
肯定的我们要警醒。
And this is further illustrated by our Lord in verse 43.
主在第43节也进一步的这样的给我们一个例子。
Why it is most reasonable to expect a Christian to be watching for the coming of his Lord?
一个基督徒要警醒等待他的主到来是很理所当然的。
Verse 43 says, But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up.
43节说家主若知道几更天有贼来就必警醒不容人挖透房屋这是你们所知道的。
If somehow you receive news that somebody is coming to rob your house tonight, what will you do?
如果你得到消息今晚有贼来你会怎么做呢
Never mind 啦。
你说没有关系。
I leave my door open.
我把大门敞开。
You steal what you want.
你想偷什么就偷什么。
Let me go and enjoy myself in Orchard Road.
我还是去乌节路享受吧。
Will you do that?
你会这么做吗？
No, I think you will abandon your party in Orchard Road.
不，你肯定会把你的派对放置之一边。
You'll probably be ready to meet with the thief.
你做好准备要与这个贼见面了。
You will call the police to say, this is the evidence the thief is coming. Get ready to catch him.
你会打电话报警说这是证据贼快要到来了做好准备去逮捕他。
No wise person will leave the house open for the thief to come if he knew the thief would be coming.
没有一个聪明的人会把大门打开如果他知道贼要到来。
He would be ready to catch the thief.And make sure that his house is protected.
他会做好准备要抓这个贼，并且确保他的家是很安稳的。
And so this ought to be the case also with regards to our Lord.
所以关乎我们的主，我们也应当这样做。
You know, with regards to the coming of the Lord, the Bible tells us that with regards to unbelievers, the coming of the Lord, the day of the Lord will come upon these unbelievers like.A thief in the night.
圣经告诉我们，主到来的日子，就是圣经称为主的日子到来的时候，对非信徒来说，就好像贼到来一样。
But the Bible also tells us that we who are believers, we do not walk in darkness, but we walk in the light.
但是圣经告诉我们，作为信徒，我们不是在黑暗行走的，我们是在光中行走的。
And so the day of the Lord ought not to overtake us like the way a thief would do.
所以主的日子到来，我们不应该惊讶，好像贼突然到来一样。
And in fact, this is what Matthew chapter 24-25 is trying to say.
这是马太福音24-25章所要教导我们的。
You realize that in the beginning of this section, our Lord and the disciples ask about the coming of our Lord.
你会注意到在这段经文的一开始呢他的门耶稣的门徒到来问他关于他的再来。
You know, and then what shall be the sign of thy coming, what shall, and of the end of the world?
并且说你降临和这世界的末了有什么预兆呢
And if you read carefully the signs that are described in Matthew chapter 24, you would realize that many of these signs are already found in the world.
如果你小心的读这马太福音24章所列下来的预兆你会发现很多已经应验了
Wars and rumors of wars
打仗和打仗的风声
Including trade war, cyber war
包括在网络的打仗还有贸易战
Including terrorism
还有包括恐怖分子的袭击
Are not such wars in our midst?
这些战争难道不是已经发生了吗
And then we have pestilences.
然后还有饥荒地震。
We have earthquakes in diverse places.
在不同在多处就有饥荒和地震。
And of course, we just have a reminder not so long ago, right, in Indonesia.
那么不久前我们就刚刚了有这样的一个提醒就发生在印度尼西亚。
The people were watching a concert and suddenly the wave just came and washed them away.
他们在看, 那些人在看一场演唱会, 然后大浪就来了, 把很多人卷走了。
And this was caused by an underwater earthquake and landslide.
这个海啸呢, 是因为地底下的一个地震和, 土崩所造成的。
When you hear of all these things, do you just dismiss these events as just stories?
当你听到这一些事情的时候, 你会置之不理吗?
Oh, I live in Singapore where there is only sun and rain.
我住在新加坡, 只有阳光和雨水。
No, such things don't happen in Singapore.
这些灾难不会发生在新加坡。
Only in other countries.
只发生在其他的国家。
So I just read this news and I just discard it.
所以我读了这些新闻, 我就把它放在一边了。
No, all these things should jot us in remembrance of the words of Christ here in Matthew chapter 24.
不,这些事情发生应当提醒我们主耶稣基督在马太福音24章所提到的。
Because every time something like this occurs, it should be a reminder that Jesus Christ is coming.
因为每一次这样的事情发生呢, 就是提醒我们主很快到来了。
And of course, there are other signs that are given.
当然也有其他的预兆。
False prophets, false Christ.
有假先知,假基督。
In other words, you have the falling away of the church.
换句话说,教会就会离道反教了。
The fact that we are Bible Presbyterians is actually an attestation that the church is falling away.
我们是笃信圣经长老会呢,其实是说明了教会已经在沉沦了。
This is the history of the Bible Presbyterian movement.
因为整个这个笃信圣经长老会,教会的历史呢,就应验了这一点。
So, God willing, when we will have our English Bible seminar on the 30th of March, I hope that this would be made clear.
主愿意的话, 在3月的英文的圣经研讨会, 我会把这详细的说明。
The lecturer would be Dr. Jeffrey Koo.
讲师将会是, 邱牧师。
The Bible Presbyterian Church is supposed to be a church that takes a stand against such apostasy and falling away.
读信圣经长老会其实是以这种, 离道反教的事, 是采取一个坚定的立场的, 是与他对敌的。
To be separated from all kinds of falsehood.
我们要说有一切虚假的分别为善。
And why do we do so?
为什么我们要这样分别为善? 为什么我们要这样做呢?
Because Jesus Christ is coming again.
因为主很快到来了。
So please understand this.
所以我们要明白这一点。
Besides that, of course, the Bible also tells us that with regards to Israel, there will be a physical and spiritual restoration to come.
除了这一些在关于以色列呢, 圣经告诉我们以色列会成立一个国家, 不只是一个国家, 还是在属灵上也是这样。
Yes, well translated. And already we see Israel starting to come together as a nation.
我们现在看到以色列已经在一起成为一个国家了。
Something that is unimaginable in the past.
这是在过去人们完全不敢想象的。
But now the Jews are already gathered in the land.
现在犹太人已经聚集在一起了, 在那以色列的国土上。
Of course, many of the Jews today are still spiritually blind.
当然,今天的许多犹太人属灵上还是瞎眼的。
They think that Messiah has not come. They are still waiting for their Messiah to come.
他们以为弥赛亚还没有到来, 他们还在等待弥赛亚的到来。
For us, we know that our Savior has come once. We are waiting for our Savior to come again.
对我们来说, 我们知道我们救主已经来了一次, 我们在等待他的再来。
Israel still will not acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Savior.
以色列还是不肯承认耶稣为救主。
But we see it coming.
但是我们知道这会很快的到来。
Because Israel is already gathered in the land.
因为以色列已经成为一个国家了。
Very soon, Right, what has been prophesied in God's word will happen.
很快的，在圣经的预言关乎以色列，一切都会应验了。
And importantly, for our consideration today, will be the spirit of the world.
最重要，今天我们所要去探讨的就是关于这世界的灵。
And God says that in the world, the love for God will grow cold.
圣经告诉我们，在世界上，人的爱心会冷淡。
And the days upon this earth will be like the days of Noah.
在现在的日子就好像挪亚的日子一样。
They know the people will be eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage.
我们就好像挪亚的日子一样，现在的人照样也吃喝嫁娶。
What does this mean?
这代表什么呢?
They are only focused on the everyday affairs of this world and they are not interested in God.
他们每天的眼光就是放在每天的生活，他们对神完全没有兴趣。
They are only interested in merrymaking and fulfilling their lust of the flesh rather than to seek after spiritual things.
他们只喜欢狂欢，他们对寻追寻属灵的事完全不感兴趣。
What is the preoccupation of people in this world?
这世界上的人最关注的事情是什么呢?
Is it not about work? Is it not about money? Is it not about marriage and maintaining their families?
就是工作、金钱，还有他们要维持他们的家庭。
That is the story of the world, isn't it?
这就是这世界的人的故事。
And this spirit is only getting stronger and stronger in the world.
这样的灵在这世界上就越来越强烈了。
And that's why in the beginning of the sermon, we begin talking about the people in Orchard Road.
所以在这讲到一开始我们谈到在乌节路的那些人。
Is that not what we see in Orchard Road, eating and drinking, making merry for tomorrow we die?
这难道不是我们在乌节路所看到了吗? 他们吃吃喝喝, 因为他们认为明天我们就死了。
And when you go to the workplaces, are not people talking about eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage?
你去到你的工作岗位, 难道你的同事不也在谈论吃喝嫁娶的东西吗?
That is the only thing that they know and that is their focus in life.
这是他们唯一所知道也唯一所关注的。
And because of that, the Bible tells us that during the days of Noah, the people on the earth were judged with a great global flood.
就是因为这样，所以在挪亚时代的那些人就被神审判了，神就有用大水来淹没整个世界。
Sadly, after the days of the global flood, you know, man did not learn his lesson. Man continues in the same spirit.
可悲的是，这洪水之后呢，人没有得到教训，还继续像挪亚那时代的人一样过日子。
And this spirit of rebellion will only get stronger and stronger.
这样悖逆神的一种心态呢，就会越来越强烈。
The signs are around us.
我们可以在周遭都看到这样的预兆。
Jesus Christ says, when you see these signs, you know that I am coming again and the end of the world is coming.
耶稣说，当你看到这些预兆的时候，你知道我很快就到来了，这个世界也要结束了。
You know, talking about this verse reminds me of a conversation I had with a steward outside of True Life just on Sunday.
在听到这段经文呢，使我想到在上个星期主日，我与一个人的对话。
This steward is always very friendly. Steward, that is this a hotel. You know those people that greet you in front of the hotel.
就是在酒店招呼你的人。那么我与他有一个对话。
You know, this person always sees the tabernacle van.
那么这个人常常看到我们帐幕堂的福音车。
And then after my wife and I comes down from the van, and then we walk to the front of the hotel, he would be there to greet and then he would say hello.
我太太下车以后呢，他就在酒店的门口跟我们打招呼。
And I think he some of them also recognized me from my young days in True Life.
他们有些人也认得我，从我在年幼的时候就在真生命堂的日子。
So one of these greeters, you know, for the hotel, say to me, Happy New Year!
那其中一个跟人打招呼的人就对我说，新年快乐。
The world is not coming to an end, right?
这世界还没有要结束，是吧？
I just look at him and smile.
我只是看住他就微笑。
The truth is, the world indeed is coming to an end.
事实上是，世界就快要结束了。
Is it really a happy new year?
那是个很快乐的新年吗？
Well, I think you can only have a happy new year if you know the Lord.
我认为你唯有认识主才能够有一个快乐的新年。
So you see all these signs?
所以你看到这些预兆。
And these signs are clearly pointing that Jesus Christ is coming again.
这些预兆很清楚地告诉我们耶稣很快再来了。
So we know that he's coming again. How should we respond?
既然知道主很快再来, 我们应当要有怎么样的反应呢?
Should we then follow after the spirit of the world?
我们应当效法这世界上的人吗?
To eat, to drink, marrying and giving in marriage, to be focused on these things?
只是把眼光集中在吃喝嫁娶上吗?
We better not be like this.
我们千万不要效法这世界的人。
It's so easy to be like this, right?
因为要这样做其实是非常容易的。It's
so easy to be taken by the cares of the world.
很容易被这世界的忧虑缠绕着。And
have the same philosophy as the world.
也跟这世界上的人的理念是一样的。After
these 2 days are ended, and then you go back to your workplace on 2nd of January,
这两天结束后，在1月2号你上班了。Then
that is where the test will begin.
那么考验就真正的开始了。Soon
you'll be rushed with the demands of work.
很快的，你就会很忙于你的工作。Soon
you will start to talk with your friends.
你会开始与朋友交谈。And
behold, if we are not careful, if we are not watchful of the things that we say and do or think, we will end up behaving exactly like them.
如果我们不小心警惕的话, 很快的我们的, 所说的就跟他们一样, 所想的就跟他们一样了。
Eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage.
就是吃喝嫁和娶。
Be careful.
我们要小心。
Same with the students.
跟学生也一样。
Soon everything will just be about study, play with my friends.
很快的，你的世界就是读书，跟朋友一起玩。And
perhaps you will forget about Christ.
也许你会忘记基督。And
if you are not careful, soon you will fall into slumber, you will not be watchful.
很快的，你就会昏昏欲睡了，你不再警醒了。And
if you are sleepy, then you will be very much like this person who knows that the thief is coming, but is not ready for the thief.
如果你昏昏欲睡的话，你好，就好像好比这个人知道贼要来，却没有做好准备。Please
don't be like this.
我们千万不要是这样的。Verse
44 tells us, "Be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh."
因为44节告诉我们，所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。
So this tells us that the coming of Jesus Christ is very soon.
这告诉我们主耶稣基督的再来很快了。And
it's sooner than we think.
比我们想象中还快。Of
course, this also tells us that nobody knows the exact day, time, and hour in which Christ is coming.
这也告诉我们没有人知道耶稣是在什么时候会再来。So
please be careful of what you watch in YouTube.
所以你在YouTube所看到的那些影片你要小心。Nowadays
we are very concerned of people who watch YouTube.
现在我们很, 关心那些常常看YouTube的人。
As pastor, I'm actually very concerned.
作为牧师, 我非常的关心这一点。
You know, nowadays, a lot of videos put up in YouTube.
因为很多, 现在很多的那些短片就放在YouTube上。
And some of them appear to be very eminent Bible teachers.
那些人呢, 他们看起来是很著名的那些,
,圣经的老师。 And when they talk, they sound very wise.
那么他们在讲话的时候, 听起来很有智慧。
And they know how to contort their voice to sound as though they are very holy men.
他们能够把声音装成好像他们是很敬虔的一个人。
But actually, a lot of the things that they teach is not according to the scriptures, it is pure falsehood.
但是他们所教导的是完全没有跟随圣经的, 是假的。
Please be very careful.
我们要非常的小心。
And one of the things that you like to talk about is prophecy.
其中一个他们很喜欢讨论的题目就是关于预言。
Take a verse here, take a verse there.
他们这里引用一个经文, 那里引用一个经文。
And take everything out of context.
然后不关乎这经文是在怎么样的内容出现的。
And then come up with some far-flung theory of what is going to happen on this day and on this day.
他们就会错误地引用这段经文,断章取义,然后就说在什么时候会发生怎么样的事。
Don't be taken in by this.
不要被这些蒙骗。
Don't think that if you look at these videos and then if you believe in all the things that you say, means you are very watchful.
不要认为你看了 YouTube 这些短片，相信这一切，你就是一个很警醒的人。
Don't be taken in by such deception.
千万不要被这一切蒙骗了。
What then is a person who is watchful?
那么一个真正警醒的人应当怎么样做呢？
Well, the Bible now gives us another illustration.
圣经现在给我们另外一个例子。
And it will be the illustration of a servant who is serving the master.
这个例子呢是就是一个忠心的仆人。
The master has gone away.
主人去了远方。
And now the master has entrusted the running of his household to the servant.
他就派一个仆人来管理他的家庭家里。
What then is a good servant?
那一个好的仆人是怎么样的一个人呢？
What then is a servant who is watchful?
一个警醒的仆人是怎么样的呢？
The Bible describes a servant who is watchful to be one who is faithful and therefore wise.
圣经说他是一个忠心，所以他是一个有见识的仆人。
He knows the demands of the master.
他知道主人所要求的。
And he will go about fulfilling everything that the master demands.
他会遵照主人所要求的去行。
To make sure that when the master comes, everything will be in good order.
他会确保当主人回来的时候，家里管得井井有条。
And obviously, when the master comes back, he will be very happy.
当然，主人回来的时候，看到这样的情况，就会非常的开心。
And he will commend that servant.
就会称赞这个仆人。
And when the servant hears the commendation of the Lord, the servant will be very, very happy and joyful in his heart.
仆人听到主人对他的称赞，心里就感到莫大的喜乐。
And that is exactly what it means for us to be a watchful servant for the Lord.
所以要作为一个警醒的仆人，我们就应当效法这个仆人。
How to be watchful?
要怎么样警醒呢？
Well, firstly, what it means is that whatever God says in His Word, we must obey.
首先，神在话里所说的一切，我们都要去顺服。
We live according to the precepts of the Scriptures.
我们根据圣经的律例而行。
We are people of the book.
我们是完全是属这本圣经的人。
Are you a person of the Scriptures?
你是一个属圣经的人吗？
Is the Scriptures life to you?
圣经对你来说是活的吗？
Well, I hope that this is the case.
我希望对你来说是这样的。
And that is exactly what is demanded for us in the coming year.
这也是在这即将来来这一年对我们的要求。
And also for the years to come.
还有将来的年日。
What is God's word to you?
神的话语来说对你来说是什么呢？
Do you love God's word?
你爱神的话语吗？
If you say that you love God's word, it cannot just be the reading of God's word, but a living according to the word of God.
如果你说你爱你的爱神的话语，不只是读神的话语，你要按着神的话语过活。
You will be devoted to the scriptures above all things else in this world.
你会在超乎一切事情上对圣经是全心全意的。
And you will obey God's word.
你会顺服神的话语。
Because this is what the coming master demands.
因为这是即将到来的主所要求我们的。
I want my house in order.
我要我的家是有条有理的。
So then we ask, how then may I keep your house in order?
那么我们就问我们要怎么做呢？
The master says, it's all here.
那么主人告诉我们全部就是在圣经里了。
Then of course, for each one of us, the Lord has given us spiritual gifts that we may use for His glory.
对我们个人来说，神赐下他的恩赐，好让我们用来荣耀他的名。
Each one of us has been given a specific calling for ourselves in our lives.
我们每一个人都有神对我们特定的呼召。
We are called to different employments.
我们被召做不同的工作。
Well, the place where the Lord has called you is your mission field.
你的工作岗位就是你传福音的地方。
And of course, within the church, right, we are also given different areas of service by the Lord.
当然在教会里, 神也赐下我们, 给我们不同的, 地方来侍奉他。
What area of service has the Lord given to you?
主赐下怎么样的施工让你来, 侍奉他呢?
What spiritual gifts have the Lord given to you?
主给你什么样的属灵的恩赐让你来侍奉他呢?
Use those gifts well. Do not neglect those gifts.
你要善用那些恩赐, 不要忽略他们。
That is what it means to be a faithful and wise servant.
一个忠心有见识的仆人, 就是这样子的。
The Lord did not give you this gift for nothing.
主赐下这恩赐不是没有理由的。
The Lord gives you this gift so that you may use this gift to build up the church of God.
主赐下这些恩赐好让你使用它来建立它的, 国。 他的教会,
I hope we can see that we have still much to do for the Lord.
我希望我们能够看到我们还有很多工作要为主做的。
Oh, the fact that you are still breathing here means you still have something to do for the Lord.
你还有生命气息, 就意味着有一些事情你还是要为主做的。
Because if there's nothing left to do, well, the Lord will just take us home.
倘若没有事情, 主让我们做, 主就把我们召回天家了。
So what is it that the Lord wants you to do?
所以主要你做什么呢?
Do it well.
你要做尽你最好的做, 把它做好。
And I was also pleased that the chairman prayed just now that we must always be in prayer.
我也很高兴刚才主席祷告, 我们要时时刻刻的祷告。
Right, because it is by the grace of God that we can live aright here in this world.
因为唯有借着神的恩典, 我们在这世界上才能过对的生活。
And so therefore the scriptures tells us men ought always to pray and not to faint.
所以圣经教导我们要常常祷告, 不要灰心。
Yeah, and the watchful Christian will always be praying.
一个警醒的基督徒就是会常常的祷告的。
Pray for grace that he may live rightly on this earth.
他会祷告神赐下恩典好让他过对的生活。
To glorify Christ in everything that he does.
在他所行的一切事情上, 把荣耀归给主。
And to live a life devoted to the fear of God and to his holiness.
并且他的生活呢, 是敬畏神的, 是一个敬虔的生活。
Follow the Lord, do not compromise, my friends.
我们要效法主, 我们在信心信仰上, 不要做出妥协。
That is what it means to be a watchful Christian.
做一个警醒的基督徒, 就是这样。
But if you want to follow the world, then you are a sleepy one.
如果你要跟随这个世界, 你就是一个昏睡的基督徒了。
And that is not what a Christian should do.
这不是一个基督徒应该做的。
The consequences of it is found in the later verses of this passage.
后果我们可以在这段经文的后半部可以看到。
You look from verse 47 to verse 51.
你看47节到51节。
Or rather verse 48 to verse 51.
48到51节。
Right, verse 48 says, But, and if that evil servant shall say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming.
倘若那恶仆心里说,
Look at the description of this servant.
我们看对这个仆人的描述。
Here the scripture says that this servant is evil.
圣经形容他为一个恶仆。
And why was this servant evil?
为什么他是一个恶仆呢?
Because of his thinking.
因为他所想的。
What was in his thinking? What was in his heart?
他所想的, 在他心里是什么呢?
My Lord delayeth his coming.
他说, 我的主人必来的词。
It's so easy to have such a thinking in your heart, right?
拥有这样的想法, 其实是很容易的。
The next day, the sun will still rise from the east and sets in the west.
第二天, 太阳照样从东边升起, 从西边下沉。
Right, Mattathias?
对吗, 佳恩?
Is it, or is it the other way around?
还是从西边升起呢?
Yes, sun rises from the east and sets in the west.
对了, 太阳是从东边升起, 在西边下落。
So every day is the same. Next day I wake, I can go about my business.
因为明天还是一样的, 我起身, 我照样做, 我想要做的。
The Lord will not return.
主不会再来。
Anyway, 2,000 years already, Jesus Christ, you have not come.
因为已经2000多年了, 主耶稣还没有到, 再来。
The world tomorrow will still spin about its axis.
世界, 地球明天照样在旋转。
Let me carry on with my life the way that I want.
让我继续过我想要的生活。
Yes, Watch night service last night, but 哎呀, the Lord will not come one.
对, 昨晚是守夜崇拜, 但是主是不会到来的。
Is that not true?
这难道不是真的吗?
I believe that is true because even the pastor can be tempted to think that way.
我相信我们会这样想的, 因为有时候牧师也会这样想。
Tomorrow's still the same things will be around. That Jesus Christ still will not come yet.
明天日子还是一样, 主还是没有再来。
Oh, such deadly thinking.
这是一个很致命的想法。
The way the Lord wants us to live is like this. It is to regard Jesus Christ as coming again very soon.
主要我们过日子的生活态度呢, 是想到耶稣很快的到来。
And this means that if Jesus Christ were to come today, are you ready to be with him?
这意味着如果今天耶稣到来, 你做好准备与他同在吗?
And if you ask yourself this question and then you begin to answer in your heart, oh no, Lord, can you please wait for a while?
如果你问你自己这道问题, 然后你心里说, 主啊, 你可以再稍等一下吗?
I still have certain things to set in order.
我还有一些事情我要安排的。
There are still certain things in life that I want to pursue.
我还有一些在生命的一些东西我要追求的。
Oh, then there is something wrong in our spiritual life. We must be careful.
这样的想法就是说我们的属灵生命有问题了, 我们要很小心。
It must be, oh Lord, if you come tomorrow, I will be most happy to go.
我们的心态应该是, 主, 你如果明天到来, 我会很高兴与你同在。
So please be very careful with that we do not have the spirit of this evil servant in verse 48.
所以我们不要像这48节所提到那个恶仆的想法。
You know who are those who have this kind of spirit in the world?
你知道这世界上谁有这样的想法呢?
If you read the preaching epistles, you realize the scoffers in the world are those that have such a spirit.
那些讥讽的人呢, 就是有这样的心态的。
Oh, you say Christ is coming.
你说耶稣很快到来了。
哎呀, 2,000 years, the people still saying the same thing and still have not come.
哎呀, 已经2000年了, 人们还是在说一样的东西, 耶稣都没有到来。
What is the possibility of Christ coming?
耶稣到来的可能性有多大呢?
Must be fake.
一定是假的。
Those will be the words of the scoffers.
这些很讥讽的人的, 所说的就是这样。
But don't have such a spirit in your heart.
但是我们千万不要有这样的心态。
You look how seriously the Lord will treat such a spirit.
我们看神如何严厉地对待这样的一个心态。
For here the scripture says, the Lord shall begin to, and that these evil servants, having such a spirit, will begin to smite his fellow servants and to eat and drink with the drunken.
因为这个恶仆有这样的心态, 49节告诉我们, 他就动手打他的同伴, 又和酒醉的人一同吃喝。
So it's the opposite of that faithful steward.
所以这个恶仆跟那个忠心仆人的做法完全的不同了。
In fact, those fellow servants who wanted to keep the house in order, he will go against them.
那些要好好管理家里的人呢, 这个恶仆就会与他们对立。
He will abuse them.
他会虐待他们。
And he will continue on with his life of eating, drinking, and making merry.
他照样的吃喝玩乐。
And so, when you read in verse 50 about what the Lord of that servant will do, don't you think it is justified?
当你在50节看到那个恶仆的主人所做的, 你认为他所做的不是对的吗?
The Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of.
在想不到的日子, 不知道的时辰, 那仆人的主人就要到来。
And obviously, this evil servant will be caught in surprise because he's not even ready.
所以这个恶仆肯定是, 很意外的, 因为他没有做好准备。
And shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites.
主人就会重重的主, 处置他, 然后定他和假冒为善的人同罪。
And what an apt description about this servant.
这次对这个恶仆是一个很恰当的描写。
Yes, he is indeed a hypocrite.
的确他是一个假冒为善的人。
You call yourself a servant, how can you not be serving your master?
你称为一个仆人, 你怎么没有服侍你的主人呢?
He is pretense, plain and simple.
他只是在假装而已, 就是这么简单。
And so therefore, if you say that you serve the Lord, but you don't follow his word, please understand that it is but hypocrisy.
所以你倘若说你是侍奉主的，你不却不跟随他的话语，你不过是一个假冒为善的人。
And take note, the end of this evil servant, he was cut asunder, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
圣经告诉我们，这个恶仆的下场就是他的腰被斩了，在那里有哀哭切齿。
It is a bad end.
他的下场是很不好的。
So please don't be a sleepy Christian.
所以不要做一个昏昏欲睡的基督徒。
Because if you do so, you will suffer the consequences of it.
如果你这样做的话，你就要面临后果了。
You will realize that the favor of the Lord is not with you.
你会知道神是不喜悦你的。
No blessing in your life.
你的生命里没有福气。
Oh yes, you may have your reward when you walk with the world.
是的，你与世界同行呢，你有你的回报。
Of that reward will be a worldly reward that very soon you'll find is but vanity.
这回报不过是属世界的，很快的你会发现它。
But what really counts for the Lord, you have nothing.
但是真正的能够为主做的，你什么都没有。
So please don't be a sleepy Christian.
所以不要做一个睡着的基督徒。
But what is even more scary is this.
但是更加可怕的是这个。
Because the way this passage is written has the assumption that a Christian should always be watching.
因为这段经文所写的是假设一个基督徒应该是常常警醒的。
It ought to be a characteristic of a Christian.
这应该是一个基督徒的特征。
And if a Christian, if a person professes to be a Christian but throughout his life does not have a sense of watching for the Lord, then perhaps he's not even born again.
如果一个人说他是基督徒，但是在他一生里却没有仰望主的到来，那他可能不是基督徒了。
You look at the language of verse 51.
你看第51节所写的。Weeping
and gnashing of teeth.
那里写到，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
You know, this expression is often used to describe who?
哀哭切齿常常用来形容谁呢？
Now, if you look at the scriptures, it's often used with respect to the people who have to suffer in hell and after that the lake of fire.
这通常是形容那些去到地狱后来在火湖里受苦的人。
So please, dear brethren, heed this warning.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们要听这个警告。
A Christian must be on the alert.
一个基督徒应该是很警惕的。
Otherwise, there will be disaster.
否则就有灾难了。As
an ending illustration, you consider what happened to the Babylonians.
作为一个结束的例子，我们来看发生在巴比伦人身上的事。In
the book of Daniel, you have the Babylonians who were eating and drinking and making merry.
在但以理书里提到，那些巴比伦人他们正在吃喝和狂欢。These
were the people of the royal court.
他们是属于皇族的，在皇宫里这么做。And
interestingly, if you look at history, they did so even after they lost a war.
那如果你看历史的话，他们即使打仗输了，他们也这样做。And
they actually have warning from the scriptures.
其实圣经已经警告他们了。
No, the prophet Isaiah himself prophesied that this will happen.
以赛亚先知已经预言会发生这样的事。And
said, "Oh, you better set the watchman."
你要派一个守望的人。
But it was also prophesied that when the watchman cried about the danger, the people of Babylon will ignore it, especially those in power.
预言也提到，当守望的人警告他们的时候，那些有权势的人还是不去理睬。So
they ate, they drank, they were making merry.
所以他们在吃喝狂欢的时候。And
by the time they saw the handwriting on the wall, it was too late.
当他们看到手指头写在墙壁上的字的时候，已经太迟了。What
was written on the wall?
写在墙壁上的是什么呢？
You are weighed upon the scales and your days are numbered.
你在天平上，然后发现你是有缺少的。
You can read that in Daniel chapter 7.
你可以在但以理书第七章读到这一点。
And so the watchman cried.
所以这个守望者就大声地呼喊。
But the people, because they were eating and drinking, they were not even ready to receive the warning.
所以但是这些人在吃喝的狂欢，他们完全不理睬这些。
When the Medes and the Persians came, that was the end of the Babylonian kingdom.
当米底亚波斯的人到来的时候，巴比伦王就灭了。
I pray that this will not be the end of those who profess to be Christians.
我祷告那些自称是基督徒的人不会有这样的下场。We
must always be ready.
我们要常常做好准备。We
must always be watchful.
我们要常常是警醒的。Are
you watching for the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ?
你是否警醒在仰望主耶稣基督的到来呢?
I hope for the days to come it would be an emphatic yes.
我希望在来临的日子，你的答案是一个很肯定的事。Let
us pray.
让我们一同来祷告。Our
Father in heaven,
我们在天上的父,
how we thank thee for the admonishment and instruction from thy scriptures.
我们感谢你，你的话语给我们的指示和警戒。May
thou grant thy children a love for thy word.
求你赐下对你的话语的爱给你的孩子。And
also a love for our Savior.
也好让我们也来爱我们的主。You
have said very clearly in thy word that Jesus Christ is coming very soon.
你的话语很清楚告诉我们主耶稣很快的到来。The
signs are there for us to see.
我们都能看到那些预兆。So
that we may be reminded that he is coming again.
让我们能够被提醒他很快再来了。Help
us to be ready.
帮助我们做好准备。Help
us not to be spiritually slothful.
帮助我们在属灵上不要是一个懒惰的。That
we will not be found engaging in worldliness, eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage.
帮助我们不要只是关心这世界上的一些喜乐，包括吃喝嫁娶。But
to have our hearts and minds focused on heavenly things above.
而是把我们的心怀意念放在属天国的事。May
thou help us to live our days in wisdom.
求主帮助我们有智慧地过我们的日子。This
we ask and pray in Jesus' most blessed name.
这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.